translation operator.
So I keep applying this translation operator, pushing the elements of the vector up until I get back to the original position.
So if I apply the translation operator n times, where n is 6 in this case, I've got 6 elements in the matrix, then the translation operator becomes the identity matrix because I get back to the original point. And I can also from this get the inverse of the translation operator. The inverse translation operator moves them all down once and takes the one on the bottom and puts it on the top. And this is the inverse translation operator.
So